We start this half hour with a fascinating story out of China, where there are no official candidates, not even a declared race, but a political campaign now underway. A secret process to change the country's top leaders will begin later this year, and there's intense interest in some of the frontrunners currently meeting at the country's annual parliamentary session in Beijing. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports.
This is crosstalk, a traditional Chinese performing art. Two actors chatting and somehow managing to misunderstand each other. It's full of innuendo and intrigue, and occasionally politics. This show's taking place in a tea house near the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, host to China's annual parliamentary session. When they're not meeting, delegates sometimes pop in to see a performance. The drama unfolding in their world would provide a perfect crosstalk storyline. The parliament's formality cannot hide the battle taking place inside the ruling Communist Party between those vying for promotion later on this year. It's a leadership change that happens just once in a decade. Journalists pushing and shoving to get into a press conference, not something you often see in the mostly dull business of Chinese politics. They want to hear from Bo Xilai, a charismatic politician with prospects. He's embroiled in a scandal. A close associate recently fled to a US consulate. Even more reason to hear him speak. There's a great crush of journalists. The authorities, though, aren't letting many people in, and that's created a lot of anger. Security staff are now straight across the stairwell, blocking anyone getting in. Bo Xilai, it appears, doesn't want to answer questions from everybody today. Not all those in the running for promotion are shy about speaking, though. This is Wang Yang, the party boss in Guangdong province, the centre of China's export trade. He's got a reputation as a reformer.
Our reforms will take an important step forward if we represent the majority of people, not just the interests of minority groups.
Whoever emerges victorious and governs from these corridors of power in the Great Hall of the People, one thing's certain, they'll be drawn from a very small group of people at the very top of the Chinese Communist Party, selected in a secret process by perhaps a few hundred senior party members. China's citizens will not be involved in that process. There are people, though, who think that needs to change. On a bitterly cold day, one group pushing for political change gather round a fire. These women all recently tried to stand in local government elections, but the authorities used threats, intimidation, and occasionally brutality to stop them. Ye Jin Chun, a 55-year-old housewife, couldn't get her local representative to help her with a problem, so she decided to run for office herself.
At first I thought they'd let me stand, but as time went on it became too difficult. The suppression was outrageous. The Chinese government doesn't really want true democracy.
That certainly looks like the case at the moment. In the dull public speeches at this year's meeting of Parliament, democratic reform has hardly been mentioned. Delegates are more interested in the battle to find China's next leaders, a fight that will decide the course of this country for the next decade.
That report from the BBC's Michael Bristow.